This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Donald Trump has released his 2020 campaign slogan. Have you heard it? 2020 campaign slogan. Keep America Great. CAG. COG. So we went from Make America Great Again, which in 2020, by 2020, he will have accomplished it. In one term, Donald Trump could have said, if I haven't made America great in one term, I don't deserve another shot at the presidency. But he's done it. The new slogan, Keep America Great. I can see the hats now. The Make America Great Again hats are going to be in the archives, and then we're going to have the Keep America Great hats. And I don't know what, if I were going to be running in 2024, I would be looking for my slogan. Yeah, it would be something along the lines of Continuing America's Greatness. CAG. Oh, man, glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com. You can also find us. You can give us a call at 844-551-8255. Twitter censored Drudge releasing that new slogan of Donald Trump. They censored it. They said it would be too sensitive of information for people, and they put a warning on that tweet. I just want you to understand what you're dealing with. I want you to understand why I keep asking you guys to go over to teapartycommunity.org. Interesting things are about to happen there. I promise you, you're going to be so proud of me and what I've done over there and that team. It's going to blow your minds. Keep America Great Again. Keep America Great, rather. Censored Donald Trump's 2020 slogan. This man is genius. He's already got his 2020 slogan. He's already got the campaign running. They're already getting it funded. And when it comes time for the election, all the Democrats who are going to be running against him, Donald Trump gets equal time. And it's blowing people's minds what he's been able to do. They still haven't figured out who's going to run. But I'll tell you who's not running. Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren has finally said, you know what, I'm not going to run in 2020 because Donald Trump has called me Pocahontas and it isn't fair that he's a racist and he gets to say that. And they're going, well, hey, take that test, girl. Take that test, girlfriend. Take that test. Let people know that you are one whatever percentage of engine that you say you are. See, I've noticed something about Donald Trump. He takes people down with the truth. Think about what Donald Trump does. Let me tell you something. No mystery, no mystical, magical anything here. No guru, no nothing. Just good old, plain old common sense. And he, and saying to himself, I'll fight you. You know what happens when people, does anybody want to fight? Yeah, I'll fight you. Oh, well, I was just like kind of blustering. Well, too bad. I'm ready to fight. He takes down people with the truth. Donald Trump did something very unusual, which is what got people's attention during the campaign. He said, we need to close our borders because we've got drug dealers. We've got gangbangers. We've got people that do sex trafficking, etc. You're calling Mexicans bad people, man. He says, I didn't say that about all the Mexicans. I just told you there's a group of people. And people thought that was going to be the end of him. The left thought that we'll get the media to beat him up, and that's going to be his undoing. And you know what you did, America? You said he's exactly right. Donald Trump says the things that most people, including leftists, are thinking. And they wonder, why is he winning? Why is it that we're losing so many Democrats? They're losing Democrats, not gaining. And they can't figure it out. So Elizabeth Warren's one of these people that's supposed to run against him. She has been ordained to be the next big thing in the Democrat Party, the same way Anthony Weiner was. But Donald Trump didn't need to destroy Weiner. He did that all on his own. But Elizabeth Warren, he didn't set out to destroy her. You know what he did? He did something really innovative. He just told people who she was. He says she's a fake Indian. She's Pocahontas. She's not even real. She's a figment of a liberal imagination. And she's taking advantage of the system by milking being an Indian. And that was it. He told the truth about her. Charlie Kirk tweeted, Elizabeth Warren won't take a genealogy test. Maxine Waters won't take an IQ test. What did Donald Trump say of Maxine Waters? He says she's an idiot. She's a moron. Well, I've been saying that for a long time. Not to try to take any thunder away from President Trump, but I've been telling you, members of the Congressional Black Caucus are nothing but circus clowns. So Trump's a little late on that one, but that's okay. He can have all the credit. Doesn't matter to me who makes it more known that Maxine Waters is a clown, that most of these members of the Congressional Black Caucus are nothing but circus clowns. I don't care. You can take the credit. But it's a fact. Elizabeth Warren won't take a genealogy test because it will verify what we already know. She's been lying about being an Indian, and she's taken advantage of it because that's what the left does. Her life has been dramatically improved by pretending to be something that she's not. Oh, by the way, that's what the left does. That's what they excel at. They can't tell you, look, I'm in radio. I don't have a radio career. I'm writing. I'm a writer. I'm not a journalist. I didn't get a journalism career. I don't have any. There's nothing about me to go, well, you know, my credentials for journalism come from the blankety-blank school of journalism. And my ability to come on the radio is from me training at the blankety-blank radio institute. No, I didn't know any of it. I don't know if I'm any good at any of it. And let me tell you this. I don't really care. It's people are reading. For me to reading my work, people are listening to me, so that's the judge. But I don't need, oh yeah, I've won a Pulitzer, and I've won this award and that award, and I've got more awards than you can shake a stick at. Just call me Ward. I don't need it. It's okay. They need that. They want you to understand, I went to the most prestigious school. I learned journalism at Princeton. And I studied under so-and-so, and he was a Pulitzer Prize winner, and he won the Nobel Peace Prize for blankety-blank and all that. And you know what? It doesn't amount to a hill of beans. None of it. Donald Trump just tells you the truth about people. All these people, they're going to run against him. He's going to tell you, Bernie. Bernie's a sellout. Bernie had a chance. He did. He blew it. He wanted to crooked Hillary. Give me your person. Kamala Harris, dumbest person on the planet. Another dummy. I'd like to see her take an IQ test. Whatever. He's going to destroy all of them. And worse than that, forget the what they would call personal attacks. Those aren't personal attacks. Those are the truths about these people. But the facts are going to be that Donald Trump has done an amazing job. I was on Steve Hilton's show on Sunday arguing about North Korea. I'll talk about this chick. I forget her name. It's like she said, just call me Nomi. Nomi. I was like, but I don't want to know you. But I'll talk about that when we come back, just to kind of tell you a little bit how crazy the left is. Now, Kennedy went after her on the show, but I chose to take the high ground. Back in a bit, folks. Glad you're listening.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit closerthanyourbreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
I saw this story, and I wasn't sure if they were casting of Misfits for Revenge of the Nerds or if they were casting for Cocoon. But holy mother of Methuselah, the Democrats are the party of rich, old, out-of-touch white people if there ever was one. Did you see the top list of candidates, Democrat candidates for 2020? Oh, wow. For those of you who don't know who Methuselah is, he's the oldest man that ever lived. And I think the Democrats are trying to get somebody to outlive him. Have you looked at these people? We just had the sexual harassment charges against Conyers. He's 87, almost 88 years old, and he's still harassing women. I mean, look at these people. It's amazing. In the last election cycle, the Republicans had 17 candidates. Most of them were stellar. Now, on the other hand, in the Democrats' rigged election cycle, they offered no viable candidates, and only two emerged from the pack of, what, roughly five? So pressed, I doubt the average American could name even one other Democrat who ran outside of crooked Hillary Clinton or sellout Sanders. Can you? If you're really in tune, you might go Martin O'Malley. But beyond that, you'd go, wait a minute, what's that guy? I can see his face. Yeah, I can see his face. We don't even know. Unbelievable. So in the next election cycle, they're predicting that the Democrats are going to have as many as 30 candidates. 30. Now, we had ridiculed their choices because, one, there was a story about Maxine Waters was going to potentially run. And Waters got asked at a new, she was in New Hampshire, and they asked if she was there to test the water for a run against President Trump in 2020. And she said, laughing, "I'm not running for anything but my own seat. I don't have any presidential aspirations. If the millennials want me to do it, I'd do it, though." So only if the young people want her to run. It's so funny for me to believe that Maxine Waters believes that young white kids would actually ask her to run. Only if they thought she was James Brown. Get on the... Are you kidding me? Maxine Waters running for president? I love her optimism. Apparently, Democrats think they'll live forever, too. What? How old is Maxine Waters? She's close to 80. So, we're talking about 3 years away. She'd be 83. And you know what? Good drugs will do it, I guess. Yeah, you know, here in 2020, Waters will be 82 years old. Now, considering her obvious dementia of being a Democrat, and there are other signs, things aren't going to be any better when she enters octogenaria. Unbelievable, boy. You know, laughably, 82 may be the median age for viable candidates in the Democratic Party, though. I mean, I'm chuckling at this, but the notion is very real that they could have three people, four people in their 80s, maybe more, vying for president. And after decades of abuse of the American public, the truth of the matter is the Democrats don't have a farm team. You know, who wants to take on the mantle of beating down a country? The left doesn't seem to trust their youth to carry the torch. And who could blame them? Have you seen their youth? The youths? The Occupy Wall Street crowd, would you want any of them to be president? Or, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Who's the leader? Would you want to vote for D. Ray McKesson of the Black Lives Matter movement? You know, he ran for office in, was it Baltimore? Got less than 1.6% of the vote. Wow. And the Democrats were touting him. Does that tell you much about that group, the Black Lives Matter folks? But what if they decide they want to run a black candidate? They've got Cory Booker. And that's it. I know people think Kamala Harris is black. She's not black. She's half Italian and half Indian. Yeah, she's not black. So what about Oprah Winfrey? She's a billionaire. She's a woman. And she's black. And remember, there was a while back she was touted. It was in response to Donald Trump's so-called populism, the fact that the Democrats' political bench is older than Moses' toes. The Democrats were looking far and wide for a challenger to Donald Trump, and they couldn't find anyone young, popular, and qualified in the establishment. So they went outside the Beltway, straight to the world of weird, Hollyweird. And these Hollyweirdos have egos the size of Alaska. They play politicians. Play a politician in search of a role or a sketch comedy, and bingo, why not run for president for comedy? I was going to get it out there. So, prompted by David Rubenstein, Oprah Winfrey speculated on a presidential run, a potential, and she theorized that since Trump didn't have any political experience, she was just disqualified. And if she doesn't want it, well, why not Al Franken? You guys probably don't even remember this. The left wanted Al Franken. They thought he was an up-and-comer. He was of good potential. This was back in February. They reached DEFCON 1 of desperation, touting a junior senator from Minnesota as a possible 2020 candidate against President Trump. Only a year ago, these Democrats trotted out their geriatric dream team, and even as recent as a couple of months ago, they were reloading the clip with Civil War relic bullets of Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren. And I asked, why didn't they just dig up Teddy Kennedy? KKK Robert Byrd, just for good measure. So months ago when I talked about this, little did I know that the candidates who would still be, they'd be still be looking at as the top candidates are the same old retreads. The National Journal declared this: after years of the stunning spotlight in the Senate, Minnesota's junior senator is in the limelight and would be a formidable candidate for Democrats. How in, pick a name, how could you possibly be enthused about Al Franken? I'm talking about back in February of this year, and then we certainly know what's happened since then. Saturday Night Live in the late 70s, he played himself an idiot in Trading Places, and he remains an idiot, and now he's been exposed for what he is. What is the other reason the National Journal is touting this leftist moroniac? Al Franken isn't the punchline in the Senate anymore. He's emerged as one of the Democrats' most aggressive and effective questioners of President Trump's cabinet nominees. That's what did it. Now he's got street cred, right? And he's, when I say he's got street cred, I'm telling you, he's moved up a notch. He's sexually harassing women. That's certain to get him on the ticket, Bill Clinton. I mean, this is amazing to me. The number one candidate for the Democrats in 2020 is a sellout, independent, democratic socialist by the name of Bernie Sanders, who will be, what, 88 or something when he, if he were to get the nomination? That's who's their number one guy. Pathetic.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is currently en route to North Korea. Now, this will be his third visit to the country. Pompeo is hoping to lay out a timeline for the denuclearization of North Korea. Retired four-star General Jack Haines said Secretary of State Pompeo will probably not be mincing any words when it comes to his conversations had with the North Koreans.
I think Secretary Pompeo is going to talk to Kim Jong-un in very clear, unequivocal terms that we need to have your identification and location and a plan to denuclearize, and we need to see the specifics of it.
President Trump announced today he's hiring former Fox News executive Bill Shine to become the White House Deputy Chief of Staff overseeing communications. Shine was previously the co-president of the Fox News Channel and Fox Business Network. And finally, breaking news, as President Trump has said he has accepted the resignation of Scott Pruitt as the administrator of the EPA. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
I was listening to this show. It was the Larry the Cable Guy. He's got a show on XM. They were talking about the cell phone generation, which technically the smartphone generation, because I'm part of the cell phone generation. And the reason why I know this is because I was there when it was developed. I worked with the company that did it, Motorola. And it was an amazing thing to get my shoebox phone. I will never forget it. And a buddy of mine, his name is Leon, a white dude named Leon, which is a seventh sign. Leon said, hey, Kevin, Motorola's got this special. Man, if you go out there right now, you can get a cell phone. I was like, what? And because it was the thing that only the wealthiest people had, the mobile phone. We had phones in our homes, but to have a phone in your car was a big deal. Remember when the cars would dedicate that middle console for the phone? And you see in the movies, the guys in the limos or whatever would take the phone and say, hello, my name is Blake Carrington. And it was a big deal. So now it was going to be made for the common man. So I remember going out there, get this. I could get the phone for whatever amount of money it was. And it wasn't a whole lot. And it was $15. I bought this phone for, I think it was $15 or something. It was a crazy amount because Motorola wanted to get them out there. And this thing, I'm not exaggerating, it was the size of a shoebox. And I remember putting it in my car and thinking I was the coolest cat on the planet. And it cost dollars a minute to call. Dollars a minute. I remember thinking to myself, I can only talk on this phone 15 minutes, you know, for my budget. Half the time, y'all think I'm telling you the truth. I would be in my car on my phone, not even talking to people, you know, trying, like in traffic, acting like, yeah, anyway. And then looking around. Because people had to be going, man, that brother's rich if he could just sit on the phone talking the whole time during traffic. And I'm not talking to anybody. Just got the phone up, you know, singing in the radio, looking around, you know, just faking, right? But, I mean, I got this thing when I was early 20s, like mid-20s, and I was thinking I was the coolest dude on the planet. And a bunch of us would take – there was a time, I'm not kidding you, black folks, we walked around with our phones. Oh, man, so did white people too. So this is not a black thing. But, I mean, we would – I'd have my phone at the park while I'm playing basketball. Knowing it ain't going to ring because I couldn't afford it. And certainly, I wasn't going to go over there and make a phone call, a real call. So, it was ridiculous. But point is, I'm from the cell phone generation. And I knew the dude, knew of him. I shouldn't say I knew him, but I knew of the guy who had the who did the patent on it, CDMA technology or whatever, TDMA and CDMA, and he would get a penny or something on every phone call that was made. And the dude was filthy rich. Because, again, Motorola was one of my clients. And I just remember all you could do with it. I mean, the phone was a convenience because it gave you the ability to be reached right away. You didn't have to go to a payphone. But it really wasn't a big change in your life. It was just a phone. And it was more portable, crazy expensive. But you didn't have to pull over and use a payphone. Or borrow a phone, or go into some shop. Now use your phone. You now had your own, and you had portability. And suddenly, we evolved from the payphone to—the cell phone to the smartphone. And the smartphone is really different. Having the world by the string is what the smartphone generation is about. Millennials. All the information known to man at your fingertips. And I don't exaggerate that one bit. I have learned so much because the information was quickly accessible. In the old days, I had to go find an encyclopedia, go to the library, whatever. The internet has changed things. Now, I'm not talking about the fake news nonsense. I'm talking about if you want to know who C.S. Eliot is, you Google it. And there'll be lots of references to him. And you can kind of discern who's giving you one slant or the other. And then you make up your mind. Well, one guy says this, one person says that. You get to not only find the information, you get to discern it. And if you're smart, you can bounce. Okay, this person likes so-and-so, this person doesn't. Now I will say this. I've learned how to look at the news. I'm sorry, the information that I gather on the internet and know who's got the bias and slants. And that's a bit of a quality that you have to learn over time. That you're like, if you read about Barack Obama and you read the wrong bio, you'll think the dude was a god. But if you're doing it smart and you go, okay, well, I'll get good about him, then I'll get bad about him. And then I'll balance the two in between. You can figure out, yeah, he was a piece of crap president. Okay? Yeah. But the internet gives you so much capability. I mean, as they were discussing the smartphone, the idea was that kids no longer pay attention. That you can be together and all these kids will be on a phone and nobody's really listening, right? There's nobody giving you their full attention. Think about what it means when somebody's talking to you. And you're no longer, blip, 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 and you're actually looking them in the eye and listening to them and responding back and showing them, look, I'm not distracted. No TV on, no radio on, no whatever. We're talking undistracted. When's the last time you had a conversation like that? I mean, I can't recall having conversations like that unless it's with real close family or good friends. Because I'm telling you, it doesn't happen these days. Everybody's talking distracted. You can sneak in things that, you know, like to make sure they're listening to you. Like, you know, there's a rat at your feet and you're just talking and people are like, what? Yeah. Okay. And they don't even hear it. And what's funny is as I analyze this, I was thinking, are we being trained to be this way? And I think we are. We're being trained not to absorb. Not to look around that room and be able to, I'm sitting in a room right now going, you know, would I be able to describe this as a crime scene? And the answer is generally no. Our memories and our experiences are more fleeting than they used to be. And I think it's intentional. We've built the soundbite generation, kids that really don't understand how to look at something and absorb it. They only want to get it on the surface. And I think that's a disservice overall. Now, one of the things that came up, well, look, it's like reading the newspaper. You know, in the old days, the old man would get up, read the newspaper, and then the wife would take her section, and they'd sit at the table and talk as they were distracted by the newspaper. And then that distraction became maybe the radio, you know, when there were certain things going on with that. Then the distraction became the television, which, you know, and so are we, and I mean, and this could be the argument, are we training ourselves to be able to absorb more information, and can we absorb more information, or are we becoming more and more distracted, more and more distant from one another? I don't have the answer. I'm asking. I love the smartphone. Everything at your disposal, the ability to call BS on
something. Yeah, well, such and such did this.
And you go, nah, you were technically wrong. You were wrong on that. Yeah, I looked it up. In baseball stats, if you're having a conversation, maybe you're not into sports, but your buddy's talking about somebody and you're kind of out of the sport, so you just Google the guy. And you go, well, wasn't he the guy that did so-and-so? I think he didn't have like a no-hitter back in the 70s? And, yeah, man, I didn't even know you were into sports. You know, but you look like a guru. There's so much you can do with this little device. Now, here's the bad news. Take it away. What's the big deal? What happens? They said if you take away a kid's, there's a name now, a phobia for losing your phone. Did you know this? I did not know this. There's a phobia. It's like nomophobia or some. Look it up. Look it up on your smartphone. What are you looking at me? There's a phobia in 66% of college kids, they say millennials, suffer from this phobia. They have clinics you can go to that can detach you from your phone so you don't take it as like, oh my God, I lost my phone. Anyway, there are good things that come out of it. You can look for the best restaurants. You can look for where to live. You can look for a job all on your phone, man. How cool is that? You can watch your favorite shows on there. You can go, you can actually be right in the face of your grandma, your great grandma, anytime you choose. I mean, just think of the power that exists inside of that little box now, that little piece of real estate. They don't have to leave their apartments to have the best experiences of life, these millennials. If you want to see a movie, there exists a multitude of ways to do so. You miss Cirque du Soleil? Don't worry about it. It'll be on YouTube or Roku or Hulu or something soon enough. That's the generation we live in. Who cares about experience anymore when social media is upon us? The revolution there is. Virtual experience with virtual friends. To actually get among friends has become less necessary, unfortunately.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's hard to believe how hard America fought to win California. We had to go thump the Mexicans. Kit Carson led a group of troops. I don't know if you guys know the story. By the way, welcome. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Kit Carson probably was uniquely positioned to save the United States in terms of us getting California from Mexico. We fought for California. This is in the 1840s. And Kit Carson was told by his buddy, General Fremont, to go to D.C. and tell him that we had won California. And we hadn't. And so on his way there, he crossed the Sonoran Desert, was practically dead. And he ran into another set of troops who were going to California to fight. And Kit Carson was then told by another general, I can't recall his name, but that general says, no, Kit Carson, you're coming with us because California isn't won. We were told to go fight down, I think towards San Diego or something, but he says, or it was somewhere in California, and he says, we were told to go there because we're going to meet up with General Fremont's troops. Well, Kit Carson begrudgingly leads these guys back towards California, and they get into a battle with the Mexicans. They're outnumbered, and the Mexican army is, killing them, and they get pretty much entrenched. They get bogged down. So they then throw a Hail Mary. They say, I need, the general of that particular army says, I got to have somebody that can go and see if there are some Marines in San Diego who can help us, because we're going to lose this battle. Everybody's going to die here. We have no supplies. We have no water. Worst place to fight. Mexican army. By the way, they were suffering too, but, they just have more people. So Kit Carson volunteers, and he goes 35 miles by foot from where they were located to San Diego, runs into some Marines. The Marines send a couple hundred troops, and when they came back, the Mexicans scattered because it was the Marines. All right? What do you think they're going to do? They ain't going to fight Marines. So anyway, the Mexicans scatter. And we then, both the troops, Fremont's troops from the north, and this particular army now armed with the Marines as well, they all converge on Los Angeles, and bada bing, bada boom, we win California from the Mexicans. We defeat them for this piece of land, which, by the way, is a lot of the consternation of the Hispanics today, who are mad because of, what's they say, because of this war, we stole their land. Ah, okay, fine. We fought you, we won, and that's the end of it. And then, of course, there was treaties and various other things, but we now have the property. Long story short, we had to settle the land, and there weren't enough settlers in California territory. So lucky for California and lucky for the United States, the gold rush occurred, again, mid-1800s, and people were flocking to California. Now, I want you to think about the people who were going to California. These are people going there to get rich, to work the ground. And that's what they did. And then we settled probably, honestly, one of the most beautiful states in the Union, because it's so huge going from north to south that, it could be five states. And at one point, I think it was going to be five states. So that's where we are. Very different demographics when you come inland from California than the coastal cities, top to bottom. Even though top to bottom, when you get along the coastline, you get all the hippies and the beatniks, and the tree huggers who have settled it. And we are where we are today, which is California is now an armpit, ruled by a dude who's exactly one of those folks who probably had too many mushrooms in the 1960s. This would be Moonbeam, Jerry Brown. And so, get this. I'm reading this. This is workers in California who are desperately trying to clean up the state because a skyrocketing homeless population are facing grotesque conditions. Some workers even fear for their health after being faced with buckets of fecal matter and dirty needles. Now, I've been telling you guys, in San Francisco, they have a track where people just take a dump in the streets. Do a fecal track. And you can see there's, I don't know who's doing this, but somebody that says, I'm going to report every time there's a dump that's being, somebody takes a dump somewhere or drops a needle. It's a crazy website. But the guy tracks all this nonsense that happens with the homeless. So anyway, it goes on to say this. In Democrats' paradise, such as California, you would think all the taxes and numerous regulations would be able to house, they'd be able to house some people. But as the taxes and regulations increase, so does the homeless rate, and state workers are tasked with cleaning up the mess caused by Democrats' policies are facing dire situations. The taxes will have to continue to rise in order to cover the cost of cleaning up shanty towns. Fox News reported this. The cost of cleaning up the state's numerous shanty towns is also hitting record highs. And that price tag is likely to keep rising as workers tasked with tossing the vagrant syringes, feces, used feminine hygiene products, and buckets of urine demand safer conditions. But that doesn't seem possible considering their job. The Golden State's homeless population of more than 130,000 is now about 25% of the nationwide total, and cleaning up after the surging group is getting costly, topping $10 million in 2016-2017. Now, in a state who is now the fifth largest country and the world if it stood on its own. It's tough to figure out how, you know, $10 million is a rounding error now for California. It's the fifth largest country if it stood by itself, which, for the record, we in the United States would be okay with that. Go ahead. Let California secede. In fact, give it back to Mexico if you want, because it's already there. I mean, what they're describing is the squalor that I saw when I was when I had an office in Mexico City, Monterrey, and Guadalajara. You go to any one of those cities and go to the bad part of town, and it doesn't look like South Dallas. It doesn't look like Compton. It looks like third world, because it is. And that's where California's headed. Anyway, here's what they quote here. This is what Steve Crouch said in a complaint. It's the union's contention that Caltrans is not ensuring that all the members are being provided appropriate personal protective equipment, necessary training, necessary vaccinations, and proper compensation for the dangerous hazmat duties they are performing when cleaning up homeless encampments on state Caltrans property. So the California, Jerry Brown, all these different municipalities are telling these guys, yeah, go live over here. They backed themselves into their own corner, because what are you going to do? You can't, you know, tell people, we accept all illegals, we want all this other stuff, and then your citizens, 130,000, I don't know how many of these are citizens, but a bunch of them are, and you say, no, you got to go do something different. Where was I? I was in L.A. I was in L.A., and a buddy of mine who works in the film industry, he's a conservative hiding out, he says, hey, man, let's go get there's a famous hot dog place, so he picks me up. And my hotel, and we go to this famous hot dog place. You'd know it, but it's iconic. Everybody's been there. All kinds of pictures of stars and what have you. So we get a hot dog, and then he says, hey, you got a few minutes? I'm like, sure, man, let's cruise. So we cruise along the way, and he's kind of showing me. I go to L.A. a lot, but I just stay in the hotel. I do my hit on Fox, and I'm in and out of there. So I said, sure, I got time. So we cruise along the way. And he's showing me, I don't know, Santa Monica Boulevard. Santa Monica Boulevard. Anyway, we're musical people, as you know. So we go next, like straight up towards a church. And there's about, I don't know, 10 people just sleeping on the patio of this church. We make the corner. There's a few more homeless people scattered about. And then we get back onto a main road because he was just dipsy doing. But just in the dipsy do, I saw, I don't know, 10, 12 people. So then that sparked the discussion. He goes, oh, man, you want to see the homeless? Yeah. So he veers off, and we go to where these, you know, the encampments kind of are, and it's just loaded. It's loaded. And it's not a bad, I mean, it's certainly not cold. It's a decent night. I get it. If you're going to be homeless where at least you don't have to, you know, freeze your nuggets off. So I understand it. But I'm just saying, he was like, oh, man, that's nothing. That's everywhere. Everywhere. Boom, pulls off. Here's a bunch. Ooh, holy cow, where'd all these people come from? He's like, that's California, man. Then we zip back over, back onto the main roads. And if you didn't dipsy-do, you may not see them. I mean, I don't know if that's the case all the time. But without dipsy-doing, I'm just looking at this glitzy, woo, look at that. Oh, there's a beautiful store, Bijan and Bijou and some other, you know, overpriced coffee shop or something like that. But when you get off the beaten path, they're there, man, ready to greet you. So these workers, they face slippery, muddy conditions, riddled with sharp objects, needles, blah, 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 health concerns.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.